Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Dave Zimmerman of the 99th Legislative District in Lancaster County. Representative Zimmerman, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's been a lot of concern about the energy industry and how it affects some agricultural operations, especially in the Lancaster County area. And I understand you have some legislation. What's going on with this?
Great question. What's happening is the PUC is in the midst of rulemaking. And so what they've decided to do is to limit the size of anaerobic digesters that are used on dairy farms, especially dairy farms, some other farms, and some landfills. There are anaerobic digesters at other locations as well. But what they'd like to do is limit the size of those and also limit the size of solar arrays. And the reason for that is that they can have their electricity companies buy electricity from the power plants at wholesale rates. And with these alternative type energies, like the anaerobic digester, they're paying these farmers retail rates, which is really what helps make them affordable and make them work. But also, a good part of an anaerobic digester on a farm is that it ends up helping with the manure management plan. It takes nutrients off the fields because its manure is what makes them run and makes them work and is what generates the electricity. Anaerobic digesters are generally on large farms where they have large animal units or a number of animals, so they consequently have more manure. And so it uses the manure, which then takes the nutrients off the fields where otherwise it might be spread, which helps us in the end clean up the Chesapeake Bay, which is a large effort in our areas. And so it does become very important. Every, especially large farm, is mandated to have a manure management plan, and this would be part of it.
And in terms of what's going to be going on with the legislation that you've suggested, what's the path here? What's your thought for how this is going to work out?
The legislation that I've introduced and we've had a hearing on would really require that the PUC have these electricity companies continue to pay retail price for the electricity that's being put back on the grid from an anaerobic digester. The farm first will use the electricity from that anaerobic digester on the farm to operate the farm business itself, and then any excess electricity gets put back on the grid, and the power companies or the electricity companies are paying them at retail rates. And so this bill would require that continues and would encourage this alternative type energy.
And I suppose there's a lot of people in the agriculture business who've already invested significant amounts of money in this, and it helps to protect them from losing money.
Oh, yeah. It's a huge investment, and that's why the larger farms that have more animal units are generally the ones that have these digesters. They pay for the digester. They then have to do all the wiring that gets any excess electricity back on the grid, and that's all the expense of the farmer. So there's really no extra expense to the electricity companies other than their buying back and paying for the electricity that's put back on the grid.
Also, just on the budget front, I understand that there is a move to put some funding back into some really important programs, and one of those has to do with agriculture research, and more importantly, the poultry industry. What's going on here?
There is a bill that Representative Dan Mao has introduced that we hope to move real soon. And what this bill would do is would get some money back into agriculture research, which is, again, our largest industry here in Pennsylvania and especially Lancaster County in my district. And also it would fund the avian influenza that is a possibility here in our area. We're at the time of year where the geese are migrating south and real concerns that they may carry this flu and spread it into our district. And if that happens, it's going to be very costly, and we're going to need some funding to make that happen. So this bill that's been introduced would assure that those funds are available when and if that were to happen.
Representative Zimmerman, thanks for this report to your constituents. And tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Dave Zimmerman.